This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's been a major twist to the AEW All In main event, plus title matches have been announced for Wembley, and a bizarre fan lawsuit has been issued to the WWE and Vince McMahon. For Thursday, August the 10th, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Just run that by me one more time. You want me to wrestle not once, but twice in one night? What are you, some kind of sick pervert? Listen. Okay, hear me out. Normally, if people tried to convince me to wrestle once a year, I'd threaten to stab them in the face with a soldering iron. However, you are my brochacho for life. And also, lucky for you, daddy's a sucker for a cheap pop. Columbus, Ohio! Who wants to see MJF and Adam Cole become your new, Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champion? So we know that MJF will defend the AEW World title against Adam Cole, baby, in the main event of All In, emanating from Wembley. But there's been a twist to the Better Than You, baby, story. Adam Cole had the idea that he and MJF should really go All In on All In, and not only headline the show with the AEW World Championship on the line, but on AEW All In 0 Hour, the pre-show, they should challenge Aussie Open for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team titles. Adam Cole pitched the idea to MJF, saying that the ROH World Tag titles have eluded him during his entire Ring of Honor run. He gives nods to the Briscoes, the Kings of Wrestling, and Red Dragon, his Undisputed Era running buddies, as major names in the ROH World Tag Team history books, and he believes that he and MJF should and could be there with them. And MJF contemplated the idea for a little bit before agreeing, and it's on 0 Hour, the pre-show before AEW All In. The two stars that will main event the entire pay-per-view will team up to face Aussie Open for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team titles. Unprecedented. I'm trying to think of a time where we've had the main event of a pay-per-view competing on the pre-show as well, in some capacity. It's very, very rare, if not unheard of. We saw Roderick Strong approaching Adam Cole after this challenge was thrown out there, upset that he hadn't been asked to challenge for the tag titles with Adam Cole. He left being consoled by the Kingdom. They seem to continually look to recruit Roddy Strong. But Adam Cole and MJF are locked in for 0 Hour, the pre-show, and for the main event of AEW All In. I don't think we're far from a twist in the tale in all of this. Now, we know that Adam Cole and MJF will be competing twice, but we will not see a British star for AEW competing at all. It was on Dynamite where the Blackpool Combat Club confirmed that Newcastle boy Pac will not be in action at AEW All In due to injury. This was later confirmed by the Lucha Brothers, with the team telling Rene Paquette that they'd be getting vengeance for Pac, their fellow Death Triangle member. Injury fears for Pac came to light during Rampage on Friday, where Tony Schiavone said that Pac would be out of action for, quote, quite a while. And those comments from BCC confirm that he's not going to be at Wembley. Devastated by that, Pac is joining Bryan Danielson and fellow Brit Jamie Hayter on the injured list for the biggest show in AEW history. I know I was excited initially for the idea of Jamie Hayter, Southampton's own Jamie Hayter, stepping into the ring in the UK to challenge Tony Storm for the AEW women's title. But that whole situation has changed, which we'll touch on in a moment. But I love the idea of Geordie Pac getting a big old pop in London. Doesn't seem to be the case anymore. When it does come to the women's title, that will be defended at AEW All in a fatal four-way. Tony Storm has been entered into the match by exercising her rematch clause. Hikaru Shida, the AEW Women's Champion, she retained her title against Anna Jay last night to guarantee her place in this four-way match. And they'll be joined by Dr. Britt Baker or The Bunny, making her return from injury, and by Sky Blue or Saraya. Now, the Saraya seems to be an interesting one. I think it would be foolish to not have Saraya on this show. You've got so many UK talent that can't be a part of it. You could put Saraya in this match. A four-way certainly keeps her from over-exerting herself, you know, what with the fears of re-exasperating injuries that we have with her. But it'd be great to showcase her on AEW All In. So the women's title will be defended in a fatal four-way match at All In. Also, it was revealed that the Young Bucks and FTR will go at it once more. After the Bucks beat the Hardys last night, FTR came down for a stare down. Now, FTR obviously challenging the Bucks on Collision, and the Bucks responded last night by simply saying All In. Their long-awaited rubber match takes place in Wembley at the end of the month. And this sounds fun as well. Darby Allin confronting Mogul Embassy last night following the back and forth with his longtime friend and newest Mogul Embassy member, AR Fox. This led to Darby Allin bringing out his friend Sting, and led to Darby chasing AR Fox into the crowd and Sting taking out Mogul Embassy, cornering Swerve Strickland and pointing at the All In banner. And it's been confirmed that Darby and Sting will face Swerve and AR Fox in a tag team coffin match at AEW All In. Sting's coming to Wembley. He's doing it in style. Now, other rumoured matches for Wembley include Kenny Omega versus Takeshita. Not signed yet, but that's certainly one that's being floated currently. After a long time, it was considered that we get Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay or Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho. It looks like we're leaning towards Kenny Omega versus Takeshita, but we'll see how that pans out. CM Punk, possibly on the show. He's been thrown down the challenge by Samoa Joe for the Real World Championship. Incredibly, we could still see Jeff Jarrett versus Grado on that show after Grado was attacked by Jeff Jarrett during the media tour last week. In fact, on that media tour, we took Jeff Jarrett out for afternoon tea, and he didn't hit us with a guitar. He seems to be doing that to everybody at the moment. Obviously, he thought otherwise against us at Cultaholic. But you can see what went down when we had afternoon tea with Jeff Jarrett. It's on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a little bit later on today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Experience the deafening thunder that is Vader. The dementia that is the deranged mankind. The haunting mystery that is the Undertaker. And the unrelenting rage that is Stone Cold Steve Austin. Experience WWF The Music Volume 2. There are 15 of your favorite WWF original jams in all. Send a check or money order to the address on your screen. This album is available in stores, but why delay? Get yours now. WWF The Music Volume 2.
Going to leave you with this bizarre story about a lawsuit that has been issued against WWE and Vince McMahon. PW Insider have revealed some of the details about this suit filed against McMahon and WWE before the United States District Court of the Western District of Pennsylvania recently, issued by Dana W. Wiley in a handwritten letter to the court. Dana is suing for alleged breach of contract and a failure to reimburse a $5,500 down payment sent via WhatsApp for a personal meeting with Alexa Bliss, named in the lawsuit, in the letter, as Alexia Bliss. The lawsuit also claims that Vince McMahon breached an agreement for Wiley to become an employee of WWE for a $70,000 per month salary. The lawsuit also claims that McMahon discriminated against Wiley after Wiley was arrested and charged with attempted homicide and aggravated assault against a police officer in Newcastle, Pennsylvania last year. He also claims he had his phone taken off him as a way of WWE covering up any evidence of the WhatsApp contract and the Vince McMahon job offer. Wiley is seeking $6 million for breach of contract, as well as the reimbursement of all legal fees. No one has been served any legal documents off the basis of this handwritten letter to the courts as of yet. PW Insider also revealed that Wiley has previous with suing the WWE and Vince McMahon. He also sued previous members of DX and the NWO, claiming that he had signed a fair use contract for the trademark of those groups back in 1995. However, it was ignored for over 20 years and not paid, and the lawsuit was later dismissed. One to keep an eye on, I would say. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, it is a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review. Myself and Sam Driver have watched Hogwild 1996. It's a trip. I will give you that much. It's a trip. And you can watch it with us on the podcast feed. And if you're a Patreon, you can watch it with us as well. It's patreon.com/cultaholic to join us on there. And later today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, we had afternoon tea with Jeff Jarrett last week. Didn't even hit me with a guitar. What a guy. You can watch how that went on the YouTube channel later today. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you, bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.